Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice, and Happy New Year. This year we would like to start our series off called The Root of Bitterness. As we continue in God's Word, we would like to pick it up in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, and it reads as follows, "Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." Thank God for that scripture. What God wants us to know is that we have to be on the lookout for bitterness. Bitterness strikes at any time in our lives. When we leave something unchecked that should have been resolved, bitterness sneaks in. You know, the Bible tells us, do not give place to the devil. But that's exactly what we do when we do not deal with bitterness in our lives. What is bitterness? The Greek word for bitterness means to pack or to press down. It to show a sharp disagreeableness or hate. So we see that bitterness basically hides, and then it manifests itself in a ugly, ugly fashion. Basically, what causes bitterness? Bitterness basically is a seed that is planted, water, and then it takes root. I don't know if you have a garden, but if you've ever seen a garden and you see weeds growing up in those gardens, if you do not take care of those weeds, before you know it, the whole garden will be flooded with weeds. And what God tells us to do is, it says, looking diligently, we need to go before God each day and say, Lord God, do I harbor bitterness, resentment in my heart toward someone? And if you do, do exactly what God's word says. You need to go to that person and get it resolved. You know, what causes bitterness? Basically, personal failures in our life, rejection from family, friends, loved ones, sickness in our lives, or tragedies. Basically, it's also criticism. If someone criticizing what you do, your ministry, your family, and the next biggest thing is jealousy. Also, many a times people harbor jealous because of some shortcoming in their life, trying to be what others are instead of what God would have you to be. Take your focus off of the other person and place it on Jesus. Now, what is the cost of bitterness? Well, bitterness will cause us to fail of the grace of God. In other words, God will not be able to fully function in your life because you are harboring bitterness in your life. You know, this is not talking about losing salvation. We know that's a finished transaction when we receive Jesus Christ. But it is talking about breaking that fellowship with God. Keep this in mind. We cannot have a fellowship with God if our fellowship with our brother is broken. It's pretty simple. Also, bitterness will cause us the fruits of the Spirit. You will no longer have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of these are hindered by bitterness in your life. The next thing the Bible says, it will cause you trouble. You know, studies have shown that when we are bitter or angry with someone, it can actually cause physical and mental problems with our lives. So basically, having bitterness in your life will cause all types of trouble, not only physical, but as spiritual as well. The next thing the Bible says, the cost of bitterness, it will defile many. Just like the illustration we gave about those weeds, whenever you harbor bitterness, it will spread to other people. And God don't want you to spread bitterness. He wants you to spread love. He wants you to spread joy, all those fruits of the Spirit. Our next upcoming message will be on the cure of removing the root of bitterness. But in the meantime, examine your lives and see if you harbor bitterness in your life. And tune in next time. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.